I don't know why I'm almost whispering. You're going to be busy.
You really are.
Hope so.
Okay, 9 minutes to 9, BBC Radio Nottingham, and hundreds of years ago, the Vikings arrived in Nottinghamshire plundering at first, but then they set up home, even caring to name a few places like East Leek and Gunthorpe and Calthorpe. Now, 2013 it is, and a group led by a Nottingham scientist have headed over to Norway, not to conquer in return, but to test out the largest replica of the new 70-ton Dragon Harald Fairhair, the largest replica of a longship ever built. Professor Stephen Harding is here at BBC Radio Nottingham, along with Beverly Rayner from Kirklington, who was one of the rowers. Hello, morning to both of you.
Good morning. Hello,
Stephen, how did it all come about then, that you ended up in Norway doing this?
Good question. Well, we've been involved heavily with DNA testing. We got a Viking DNA project. As part of that work, we were over in Norway, and helping us recruit volunteers in Norway was a wealthy businessman, a chap called Sigurd Aase. And while we were over there, he showed us this huge Viking ship that was being constructed that he was paying for. So clearly he was a big Viking fan. And I said to him, is there a chance that, you know, we could bring a band of people over from the UK to row this thing? And he said yes.
What? Just as simple as that?
It went from there, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, you got to be one of the rowers then, Beverly.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How were you picked?
A friend of mine works at the university, and she'd signed up with Stephen to do it, and I. She needed a rowing partner.
And so when you get the option, you know, or the offer, come and row a Viking boat.
Yeah, it's not something you get asked to do every day.
It's not really, is it? No, what was your reaction then?
Well, I thought, you know, I've never done any rowing before, and we did a rowing course. And I thought, well, you know, why not? It was fun to go to Norway, of course. It was absolutely fantastic to actually go where the people were so passionate about it.
Yeah.
It was just such a privilege. And, yeah, it was fantastic.
So there you are with how many other people altogether rowing?
There are about 54 volunteers, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did it feel like to be doing that?
Well, it was quite different from the rowing that we'd done in Nottingham. Obviously, they were individually handmade oars, so every oar was slightly different, much heavier, and just sat on wooden boxes. So it was fairly, you know, it was hard work, and keeping in time with everyone rowing at the same time was probably the biggest challenge. So,
Yeah. What an amazing experience, Stephen. So you got the photos, presumably, to prove it, have you now?
Indeed, yeah. It started off a bit disastrous, so everyone was bumping into each other, but once we got the
rhythm
ready...
And you were rowing as well, I presume.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And we all thoroughly enjoyed it. We were very lucky with the weather. It was absolutely like a mill pond. I think if we'd been chucking it down, we might have come back with a different story, but I think everyone enjoyed it. Beverly, you can confirm that.
It was an amazing time.
Yeah. So what next for your projects with Viking DNA?
Oh, the DNA. Oh, that's still continuing. We hope to publish the results of the North of England survey quite soon, also the genetic profile of Norway. That should be out later this year. And with the boat, it's supposed to be coming over to Britain next year, so hopefully our team of fully trained rowers.
Get it on the Trent.
It probably wouldn't come down the Trent because the mast is quite high, so by the time it's gone under a few bridges, it'll be reduced to a matchstick.
Get it on the Thames in that case.
Or maybe, I don't know, it might get it on the East Coast somewhere, but we're still planning what happens next year.
Well, we'll wait for news on that. Thanks for explaining a little bit more. That's Professor Stephen Harding and also Beverly Rayner from Kirklington, who is one of the rowers. You're with BBC Radio Nottingham, and you've been here.